Act 1, Scene 6. Astrid is brushing down a horse. We see this as a sensual experience for them both. Sensual, five senses, affectionate, trust and friendship. We go closer to Astrid's face, zooming in and in until we enter through her pupil to her mind's eye. In Astrid's mind's eye, she and the horse are stylized cartoon characters, and she is a unicorn. Like other cartoons, they embody both the characteristics of animals and people, sometimes standing on two legs, and sometimes four. They dance and frolic in a swirl of translucent color to Happy Roads If Wishes Were Horses, combined with fast, ambient, electronic pulses and beats. The sound of gravel under footsteps begins to appear as beats in the music, becoming louder as the music gets quieter and the colors become less saturated, until the scene shatters like dry clay, falling away to reveal the stable again. Ned stands at the far door of the stable, just visible from where Astrid sits. He stomps his feet, one, two, enough to shake the floorboards to announce his presence. Ned signs and speaks.
Astrid, time to go.
Astrid pulls an exaggerated pout, watching Ned for a reaction. Ned signs.
We only have 2 hours, the drive and the setup.
Astrid crosses her arms and shakes her head. Ned signs.
You can't back out. You promised Lola. She's been putting her face on for hours by now.
Ned speaks.
And it's for a good cause.
Astrid sighs heavily and expresses agreement and resignation through her facial expressions and movements. She pats the horse, latches the gate behind her, and heads towards Ned. Astrid signs.
The things we do for love and money.
Ned speaks and signs.
Indeed.
Suddenly, she stops, arrested by a blinding white pain and a vision of Ricky, colors dancing over his face. It is over in a moment. Ned reaches out to steady her. Ned speaks and signs.
You okay?
Astrid signs.
I think so.
The two continue walking, Ned watching Astrid with fatherly concern. Astrid stops dead, coming to a sudden realization. Astrid signs with exaggerated faces and gestures.
Oh my god, my gear isn't loaded. We'll never make it.
Ned gestures to a parked Jeep, truck open, in front of his house that has just come into view. The truck is full of electronic gear and wires, carefully stacked with padding. Ned signs.
I've got you, kid.
Astrid expresses outrage, gesturing to show that he is old and frail, and she is young and strong. Ned speaks.
You just don't like anyone touching your stuff. Don't worry.
Ned signs and speaks.
I made a map.
Ned shows her his phone, and she looks relieved. Astrid impulsively grabs his waist from the side with both arms, in a genuine hug of gratitude. Ned speaks and signs.
You're always welcome, little star. Now, let's go make some music to blow minds and open hearts.
Astrid signs.
Comic-Con. Here we come.